Hello, everyone. I hope you like the things we're going to say.
Yeah, we are Lee and Herring here on 1FM with 1 hour of chat. We've got some great music and some rubbish music as well.
Lee and Herring, better than Bruno Brooks, not as good as John Peel.
This download is brought to you by www.fistoffun.net.
Hanna-Barbera's all-new Teeny Lee and Herring Show. Funnier, cheekier, sillier, and more importantly, cheaper to make than ever before. And here are your chuckle-making hosts, Stewie Lee and Ricky Herring.
Hello.
I'm Stewie Lee.
And I'm called Ricky Herring.
We're the all-new, all-hip and cool Lee and Herring. I like New Kids on the Block. And I have a flying skateboard thing which helps me fight off our evil enemy, Glur, from the Planet X.
I'm Ricky Herring, and I have some kind of kung fu skill. But it's hard to tell what it is, as I am so poorly animated. I have the magic ability to make loud noises appear slightly less loud than they really are.
And I'm their mouse-dad girlfriend, Peter. I look after them with my supervision, enabling me to see 1 foot further than an ordinary cartoon character.
This week, 1FM, Gun FM.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi, Stewie.
Hey, what's this spooky gas coming out of the turntable?
Someone's trying to scare us away.
Oh no.
Hey, watch this. It's some kind of trap door.
Hurry up, Stewie. We're late as it is. Oh, sorry, wrong studio.
No, this is our studio.
Stay here, guys.
What's happening in here?
Desks. It's some kind of cartoon going on.
Come
of us.
Watch out. I Stalag might go this way.
Okay, Ricky, but hey, hold on, Stalag time.
What is?
Look, ask Chris, the producer. What's going on?
Chris, what's going on? Come on.
Nothing.
Have we been replaced by these shoddily animated cartoons?
What? The trap?
No, there's no show this week. Why don't you just go home?
We're only out for about, 5 minutes, right? And already Hanna-Barbera have managed to churn out an hour-long, poor-quality representation of us that completely misses the point of why we might have been any good in any way anyway.
Look, turn this off, Chris. Put on the first record.
Put on the first record.
Come on! Oh, yeah, this is the real us now.
Yeah, not cartoons.
No, it's terrible, that Hanna-Barbera. Rubbish, although I quite like that Petera character. Better than Peter.
What's Maybe better?
Get her in for next week's
Permanently.
Show.
Permanently. This is Motocaster, the Buddha.
And Herring, occasionally unable to achieve full arousal on 1FM.
Radio 1 is deserted today. Everybody has either resigned or been sacked.
That's
I can't
right.
believe it. Just us here, isn't it?
We have to do all the work. We did the Mark Goodyear show this morning.
Yeah, I was Spider-Man.
That's right. And I was Steve Lamack earlier on in the evening session.
And I was Joe Wiley. It was very good. You can tell the difference.
We have to do all the catering today as well.
Awful. But Pete, you haven't resigned, have you?
No.
You all right?
Yeah.
Pete with us there. And also Kevin Eldon is with us in the studio. Hello, Kev.
All right, how you doing?
All right, thanks. Now, explain to me, at the end of the last series, you were killed by an alien or something. What was all that about?
Now I understand the confusion now. What happened was an alien entity made a copy of my body and pretended to be me. So it was actually that thieving visitor from the stars that was destroyed, not me.
Right, so will you be mentioning some hair today in your listings?
Hair?
Yeah, you like hair, don't you?
I like it or dislike it. What are you talking about?
But you... Well, never mind.
Hair?
I'm just a Buddha.
Annabelle Giles, star of Hit the Road. I'd just like to say that I think Lee and Herring are crap, and I'm a proper celebrity, unlike all the other pathetic so-called celebs they had on last week, so I should know. I was on Richard and Judy, you know.
And that's one of the messages of celebrity anger and hatred that have flooded our offices this week after our pro messages from last week.
Is there just time to say that that was Motorcaster there and that they begin a national tour tomorrow night?
No time, unfortunately. We have to move on. There's a lot of packing into the show. What a classic joke that was. Let's stop and think about that for a second.
Yeah,
but anyway, we got Peter. We had your auction last week. What the results of your auction fee? How much money you've made? You're boggling. You made 2p and a pen top for that from Tamsin Clayton. Well done, Tamsin. That's not enough for him to actually post it to you, so he's made a loss on that one. As he has on everything else. Quilt cover goes to John Tuck. He gave a rubber for that. Quite
Did
a nice
anybody
rubber.
Want the pants?
The pants, well, Siobhan Brown sort of sent a false cheque. That was the best we got for the pants, so she'll get those. Mm. The hamster cage goes to Stuart Ross, who gave nothing, but he said that Jesus rewarded those who gave the least, so he thought that was a good reason for getting that, so he gets the hamster cage. Yeah. The tube of Bongello goes to Mike Denman for 10p and two barcodes. The fork goes to Matthew Wally, who sent 2p, and but we got a massive 52p from James Stewart for the towel with the monkeys on, so that's good. That, you made a profit there. Mm. So the towel, where's the towel with the monkey? I can't see it on the table.
Sorry, I left it.
You left it? I didn't see it last week.
There isn't one.
There isn't a towel.
You made it up!
Yeah, sorry, I thought it was really boring with the Bongella and the pants and that, so...
James sent 52p for that.
Sorry.
People's hopes. Will came to send you some money of his own back for that, so he's made a big loss.
Last week we also asked you to send in... last week we also asked you to send in tribute bands from other countries. Jay Cook wrote in to point out that if there was a Japanese television tribute band, they would be called Terrorvision, who were already a band, you see. Also, Jay Osborne sent us a drawing of the Mexican kids from Fame, which was nice, but the winner was, the best one we got was, Kevin?
The winner was Stuart Ross for his brilliant collage of the Saudi Arabian sky. And there'll be a prize in the post for him.
A prize, largely for remembering that they existed.
Right, and this week's phone-in competition we have for you is, you've seen these videos in the shop where they have a compilation, two videos, usually Terminator 1, Terminator 2. What we want is the most unlikely combination of videos, the two videos that could go on one cassette. Give us an example, Stu.
Okay, I'd like to see a double pack of Animal Love Farm and Ring of Bright Water.
That's very unlikely. They don't have to be linked in any way. Pete, have you got...
Henry Portraits of a Serial Killer and Mac and Me.
Do you think there'll ever be a double bill of that? I don't know. Maybe. Kevin, you got one?
What about Carry On Camping and Schindler's List?
That could well be one. And what about Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, twinned with Derek Jarman's Blue? Ring us up on 071 306 022222. 071 306 0222. Up to there. Okay, thanks very much. And this is the situation in. We've got to go over to 10 Downing Street. I've just heard in my ear the Prime Minister's making a very important announcement.
It is with great regret that I, John Majors, Prime Minister of Great Britain, inform you that Norway's government is still refusing to admit that one of its fishing boats has caught a British fish, let alone return the fish to its rightful British waters. Therefore, I, John Majors, have decided that if they do not return the fish and two of their own Norwegian fish as compensation by the end of the Lee and Herring radio show, I will have no option but to launch an atomic attack on their Norwegian country. What I have said, let no man put asunder. My word is law. Literally.
Well, and that amazing news breaking live here on the Lee and Herring Show.
Yeah, it's good to get that name check from John Majors, wasn't it, about the Lee and Herring? It's like the whole of the country is gathered round their wireless now listening to this show. It's amazing.
It is terrible news, though. I mean, there was a threat of a real, genuine nuclear war. A real war.
Mm. Anyway, now we've got Squeeze with Up the Junction.
Squeeze are one of those bands, aren't they, Rich? They're not, like, massively underrated, are they?
No, they're slightly underrated.
They're slightly better than people think, aren't they?
Yeah.
A bit.
Stayed in by the telly, although the room was Forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
So remember that, 0713060222 with your unlikely video double bills. Peter, yeah. Stu?
I saw a video double pack of morons from outer space and I spit on your grave.
That would be, I don't know who'd buy that. What about The Neverending Story Part 2 and Dirty Weekend? Go on, Pete.
Possibly. Yeah, Goodfellas and One of Our Dinosaurs is Missing.
That'd be good, 0713060222. And Pete, I believe you've got some info about Meals Out offers in the Balham area.
That's right. If you fancy a cut-price Chinese takeaway, why not go along to the Quai Kong on Northcote Road with the scrapings from your last 10 takeaways, which they'll sort of mix together and reheat for you on the premises. The service is free, although there is a non-returnable deposit, apparently, of £15 for the use of the microwave.
And
you have to buy a spring roll as well.
Sounds good.
Also, if you fancy a sandwich, then Mrs. Joyce Mendonca of 32 Sistova Road in Balham is operating a free service sandwich delivery service to anyone in the South area, South London area. Not only is the delivery free, but so are the sandwiches. Which is good, isn't it? Mrs. Mendonca is able to offer this service through having been mentally ill for the last 7 months and thinking she's a very rich lady and all her finery and everything. So if you're peckish and don't
Thomas
feel too
Hardy.
And if you're peckish and don't feel too guilty about taking advantage of a very sick woman, why not drop her a line and please say if you want pickle.
Okay, great. So remember that's 0713060222. Any more, lads?
Yeah, Ewok Adventure.
Yep.
With Shadowlands.
That'd be good.
Be good.
Apparently the situation in Norway is continuing, but fortunately for us, Lee and Herring here, we're first with the news, as always. We sent TV's comedy actress Rebecca Front, for some reason, to Norway to report on the situation. So over now, live to TV's Rebecca Front.
Thanks, guys. The winds of war blow coldly over the fjords. I'm in Norway to see what the people here make of John Major's warning.
We Norwegians are a peaceful people. We have no weapons of war or atomic bombs. We spend our money on pornography, you know, and sexy things. We are not interested in fish. Not unless the fish is maybe being used in a sexual context, you know, nibbling at your toes whilst you make the love and sex.
The Norwegian Prime Minister there. But what do the ordinary Norwegian folk think?
We have no match for Britain's military might. But if the British launch their atomic attack, we will send Norway's 4 fishing boats out into the British Sea and catch all of your fish, yes? All of them, not just one. Then what will you British have on your chips, eh? More chips?
Chips! You English may have your tanks and guns and bombs, but you are no match for our Norwegian old men and young boys running around the town square in strange hats, shouting gibberish and waving sticks. Listen to them.
Norway, America!
Each one of them is worth 10 of your atomic bombs.
Well, there, the tragic situation in Norway. I hope that gets sorted out. Have you got any more? Have you got a double bill, Kevin?
Double bill. I'm saying maybe the official BBC video of the marriage of Prince Charles to Lady Diana Spencer with Kramer versus Kramer.
I think that would be quite good. There's a divorce connection there. We've got some calls in. David from North London, are you on the air?
Yeah.
What's your double, unlikely double bill?
Man Bites Dog and The Sound of Music.
That would be unlikely, David. Thank you very much. And we've also got Isabel from Cambridge.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good. What's your unlikely double bill?
I think Mary Poppins and Nightmare on Elm Street.
That would be unlikely as well.
They both have a childcare theme.
They do. So, remember, the more unlikely the film, the more we'll like it. So we're trying to be remember. But thanks, Isabel. Catch you later. See ya. Any more suggestions, Pete? Got another one?
Yeah, Mask.
Yeah.
With Chet and The Mask.
I'd like to see Rick Mayall's Drop Dead Fred with Brian Blessed's documentary about his own ascent of Everest. That'd be good. Let's see those two together.
Okay, right.
Phone in
with more of those, and the phone number is 071 306 0222.
This is Sonic Youth, and it's a cover of Plastic Bertrand, the Belgian pop star's one hit, Sa Plan Pour Moi, from the late 70s. Remember that, Rich?
Yeah, I do. I'd just like to say Belgium isn't actually boring. I went through there on my way home from my year off in Europe, and it was interesting. So that subverted your comic expectations, hasn't it, at home?
Was part of a late 70s European wave of pop stars from the Flemish region who had the properties of various man-made compounds, including polystyrene Xavier, concrete Simon, and nylon Ian. Pop fact, Plastic Bertrand's version of this song has been top of the Belgian hit parade for 16 years and was recently made the Belgian national anthem. Pop fact, ironically nowadays, New York's Sonic Youth are really old, all over 30, which isn't youth, is it? It's early middle age. They should have realized how stupid they would eventually appear. They are, however, still Sonic. Sonic Youth began their career as the New York art rock tribute band to musical youth. However, after a couple of years, their own compositions, Death Valley 69 and Kill Your Idols, were going down better at gigs than their previous standards, the Youth of Today and Past the Duchy on the left-hand side. And from that point on, they concentrated on white noise and unusual guitar tunings. Pop fact, Sa Plan Pour Moi is Belgian for The Plan For Me. And the rest of the record explains that Plastic Bertrand's plan for himself was to have one hit record appear on BBC's summertime special with some balloons being dropped on him and then disappear into obscurity, never to be seen again. A plan that worked perfectly. Pop fact, incidentally, that little bloke who sang for musical youth is today better known as Gladiator Saracen.
Right, we have to interrupt the pop facts there. It's time to go right back live over to Norway for more developments to TV actress Rebecca Front, who is on Norway's coast.
And here on Norway's coast, Norway's finest young men, Vladdy and Pluto Subkink, stand waiting for the atomic attack.
We are ready with our fish for sure. When the bombs fly over, we throw the fish at the bombs and destroy them, or even make them turn again to rain down on your British city of Nottingham Forest. Yes, for sure.
Yes, John Major's maybe not scared of our fish, but I expect Darth Vader was not scared of Mark Hamill in the Star Wars film, huh? And yet was not the Death Star destroyed? Did not the fish like Hamill find the evil one's weak spot? We will do the same.
Yes.
Well, you won't, will you?
Yes, we will.
No. Anyway, I'll keep you up to date with events here in Norway. Back to the studio.
We will.
You're listening to Lee and Herring on 1FM. Things looking increasingly ominous there in the Norwegian situation. We'll be keeping you up to date with live reports there. Now it's time for our weekly hobby spot with Simon Quinlank.
Hello. It is I, once more, the President of the Independent Republic of Hobby, Simon Quinlank, with my continuing mission to inform you of as many hobbies as is possible in one man's lifetime. Predictably, I am therefore about to talk to your listening ears about another hobby which I enjoy and feel sure you will enjoy as well. For this hobby, you will need...
A phone.
A pen and piece of paper.
A flask of weak lemon drink.
And a gullible friend.
This hobby is a good hobby if you have a gullible friend that you want to slightly impress, though not that much. My gullible friend is called Robert Green.
Hello.
This hobby is called pretending to know Lena Zavaroni when in reality you have never met. Here's what you do. In a casual conversation with your gullible friend, slip in some facts about Lena Zavaroni that you would only know if Lena Zavaroni was an acquaintance of yours. Robert, Lena Zavaroni likes singing Stinger Chew Bars best of all Chew Bars.
Really? How do you know that?
Because Lena Zavaroni is my friend. I know her really well.
Do you?
Your gullible friend will already be slightly impressed by your knowing Lena Zavaroni. Next, a couple of days later, when your gullible friend is visiting and the phone rings, pretend it is Lena Zavaroni on the phone and not someone trying to talk to your mum. Oh, Robert, that's the phone. Hello, Simon Quinlack speaking on the phone.
Hello, Simon, is your mum there?
Oh, hello, Lena Zavaroni. How are you today?
No, Simon, it's Mr. Norman here. Can I speak to your mum?
Yes, Lena Zavaroni. I would like to come round to your house and hear you singing your new song.
Hello, can you hear me?
Robert Green is here at the moment, but I'll come round as soon as he is gone, Lena Zavaroni.
Simon?
And goodbye to you too, Lena Zavaroni.
No.
Sorry, Robert, that was just Lena Zavaroni.
What, the singer famous for Mamma Mia's Making Eyes at Me?
Lena Zavaroni was the songstress of which I speak, yes. Your gullible friend is almost suitably impressed. You must drink your weak lemon drink now, gulping it down, satisfied that your ruse has almost reached fruition. Next, 1 week later, write a letter to yourself from Lena Zavaroni and post it to yourself. Tell your gullible friend to come round to your house to look at your collection of smashed eggs, engineering it so that he will be there when the letter arrives, and then open the letter and read the letter to your gullible friend. Oh, look, Robert, a letter. I wonder who it could be from. It might be from Lena Zavaroni. Listen to me speaking. Dear Simon Quinlack, it is me, Lena Zavaroni, from Opportunity Knocks, the songstress responsible for a cover version of Would You Like to Swing on a Star. I hope you are well. I, Lena Zavaroni, am glad we are good friends. I did write this, too, if anybody says I didn't. You are one of the best friends I have. Love, Lena Zavaroni.
Cool, brilliant.
Robert, do you think that I am friends with Lena Zavaroni?
Yes.
Are you quite impressed by our friendship?
You know, yes, I am.
The pretend to know Lena Zavaroni when in reality you have never met hobby is now finished. But you can easily do another similar hobby by replacing Lena Zavaroni with another human celebrity like Billy Pierce. Of course, the hobby will not now be called pretending to know Lena Zavaroni when in reality you have never met, but will be called pretending to know Billy Pierce when in reality you have never met. Or, if it is a different celebrity, the hobby will be called pretending to know insert name of celebrity here when in reality you have never met. This is the template by which a million other hobbies may be made. Goodbye.
Right, remember, the phone number for those unlikely bills is 071-306-0222, or if you haven't got a phone, or you have one but don't know how to use it, you can write to us at Lee and Herring, room 111, 16 Langham Street, London, W1A, 1AA. That's for anything you want. We've had Tony from Campbell has rung up on his mobile phone. Can't get back to him. He suggested Bambi and the Deer Hunter, but remember, it's best if they're completely unconnected. Surprise us.
And on the phone, I think we've got a man called Yogurt Head from Swansea. Hello. So is that your surname Head and your first name's Yogurt?
That's right, yeah.
All right, good. And what's your double bill?
In the yogurt.
What? Oh, I missed that, sorry. What's your double bill?
I've got two.
Okay, go ahead. Quit.
I've got All Dogs Go to Heaven and Natural Born Killers. And Santa Claus the Movie and Die Hard.
That's quite good. That's the best so far.
Yeah. We were supposed to have a bloke called Top Tarantula, but he couldn't get through because he's engaged. And is Stephen from Nottingham there?
Hello there.
Hello, Stephen. What's your double bill?
My double bill is Fellini's 8.5.
Yep.
And 9.5 weeks.
There's a number connection there. That's good.
The connection I was going for today.
That's good. That's good. But remember, something like the Battle of the Planet of the Apes and Pump Up the Volume would be good because they're ridiculously wrong.
Okay, we'll keep those coming in. Next coming up is Smog, and this is from a compilation on excellent Domino label, and this song is called Your Face.
More beautiful than the sun. Than all to this, these things were tame. Your face when you came, but when you faked it, it was the most beautiful of all.
From The Late Show. I know everything there is to know about the arts and media, and in my opinion, The Lee and Herring Show is very disappointing. I'm on The Late Show on BBC Two.
That was Tracy McLeod there with another celebrity panning for us. And we got a phone call. Apparently it's my mum on the phone. Hello?
Hello, Richard.
How are you? How are you, Mum? All right?
Not so bad.
Good.
Yes.
What's your hilarious double bill, Mother?
We're not sure that we've got the right idea, Richard.
Okay, I shouldn't think so. You are very old.
But we've said Howard's End and Bottom.
That's good. They both have an end theme.
Well, that's a TV programme, isn't it, Barbara?
It's on. Don't you be cheeky to my mum.
As well, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's true, Mother. You're my favourite one so far.
Thanks.
Does this count as my phone call home for this week, or do I still have to ring you on Saturday?
Ring on Saturday.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot. See you.
Bye.
Bye. That was my
cake when I was there before.
That was my mum there, yeah. Barbara Herring.
News this week, terrible news. We've seen that Steve Wright has quit Radio 1.
That is awful, but we think we can probably take over from him, don't we?
We can, yeah. We've got a plan for that, if they'll let us.
Right.
We'll take over. Like, I'll be Steve Wright, okay? And you have to be one of the mad characters, all right?
Yeah.
And you lot are the posse, all right?
Right,
you
okay.
Lot, okay. Right, okay. So, I'm Steve Wright, and I'm trying to ring through to America, okay?
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to get through to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hello, Arnold Schwarzenegger, are you there?
Hello! This is Algernon Nerd here!
Oh, no, it's Mr. Nerd!
Hey, Nerd! I'm
Mr.
Hey, Nerd! Algernon, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he hadn't made it to the phone. He had to pop out. He said it'd be best if I waited.
Oh, Nerd, on the phone!
I've been train-spotting because I am Algernon Nerd.
Yeah, Algernon Nerd, isn't there anyone else there we can talk to?
Oh, yes, hold on, here he comes to the phone now. Hello!
It's me, Mr. Shouting!
Hello? Hello, it's me, Mr. Sniffing.
Oh, not Mr. Sniffing, you
Mr. Sniffing.
All right, Mr. Sniffing. Isn't Arnold Schwarzenegger there?
Yeah, he's just coming to the phone now. Oh, the satellite link's broke.
We're running out of time now, aren't we? We've got to go into the news with David Nicholl.